A guy from England named John had just arrived in New York for the first time and took a taxi to get to his hotel. Being in New York for the first time, he had a lot to admire, and so when they passed the great, great Statue of Liberty, John tapped the taxi driver on the shoulder to get his attention so he could ask him a question about the impressive building. Unfortunately, John's action scared the driver so badly that he lost control of the wheel, nearly hit a shop, and almost ran into a home. By the time the driver finally managed to control the wheel, John had totally forgotten the question he wanted to ask, and all he could ask was, "What happened?" The driver replied, "It's not your fault, sir, and I sincerely apologize for what just happened. This is my first day as a taxi driver, and you are my first client, actually. You see, up until yesterday, for the last 25 years, I've been driving a hearse." Hi, my name is Liz Washuka, and I welcome you to this episode of Survival Alphabet. Today, I want to talk to you about yesterday. Why for yesterday? I believe you learned something from yesterday that will help you prepare today for your tomorrow. Stay with me to the end, and as always, I believe you won't regret spending your time with me. So, let's talk about what happened to you yesterday. It could have been something great or something disappointing, but the fact is, it happened yesterday. Yesterday is a word made from combining two words. Yester, which is a prefix denoting or indicating a period of time before the present one, and the word day, which means a period of 24 hours. With that in mind, I guess we can say yesterday means the last 24 hours that passed. You can also use the word or prefix yester in, you know, saying something like yesteryear, yestermonth, yesterweek. But I guess that's some very old English that I'm not even sure is used anymore. Now that we've settled the meaning of the word yesterday, allow me to take you back to the story I started with earlier. So what really happened to the taxi driver? From his explanation, my conclusion is that he freaked out because for 25 years, his passengers were always dead. You know, that's what a hearse does. It carries dead bodies. And now here he was driving a normal taxi, but his brain was still stuck in the past. He had completely forgotten that he was no longer driving a hearse, and so when his first passenger as a cab driver tapped him on his shoulder, his mind told him the tap was coming from some dead man. Why? Because this is what he had been doing for 25 years up until yesterday. Living in yesterday is dangerous. It can lead you to destruction or near-death experiences, literally, like it almost happened to the cab driver and his passenger. Most people go through life with the memories of yesterday, be they good or bad. I'm sure you have that old aunt or uncle in your family who often says stuff like, "When I was your age, I used to be this, I used to be that. People really respected me because of this or because of the other." Now, whenever I hear people saying stuff like that, the one question that comes to my mind is, so what's stopping you from doing other things that can bring you the same glory, if not more of it? You see, those are the kind of people who live in the glory of their past achievements, and for some reason, they don't seem to realize it's obsolete and it has been overtaken by events. Jim Carroll, in one of his keynote speeches, once said, "Yesterday's success story is already out of date. You need to rewrite it with a new beginning and a different ending," meaning live in the now, not in the yesterday. And I completely concur with him, because what people don't realize is that by focusing on your past glory, a few bad things could happen. Let's take for instance, complacency. Yes, complacency sets in when you focus on your past glory. Complacency is a feeling of quiet pleasure or security, often while unaware of some potential danger waiting to happen. The person is so full of self-satisfaction with an existing situation or condition that they are blind to the possibility of things changing against them. Let's take, for instance, an employee who has been in a particular position for long and he's been feeling that he is comfortable and he's finally arrived. Then Corona happened and the company is now downsizing. is now downsizing people, and he's one of those people who has to leave. On asking why he has to leave, he's told by the management that they have had to restructure the company and come up with new products to align with the current changes in the world. But since his skills are obsolete and cannot be applied in the newly restructured company, the management has no choice but to let him go. What happened to the guy? He forgot to live in the present and basked in his former glory for too long that he stopped doing important things such as personal development and reading signs of the times. Another example is the area of relationships. When a couple is still dating, they seem to automatically understand the other person's needs and they do it without having to be reminded. You know, I'm sure you've been in that situation where you're finishing each other's sentences. It's like you share a brain. But then what happens once people get married? Those who are not careful and cautious enough, they allow complacency to set in. Like I always tell young people, the wedding day is just the beginning of the rest of the relationship. Everything else before the wedding day, that was just a rehearsal. So a lot more has to be done to keep the marriage alive. In short, complacency is a very dangerous attitude, and unfortunately, and almost unbelievably so, one of the triggers of complacency is your past success. So to avoid being caught up in the snare of complacency, please choose to stop glorying in your past successes. Secondly, one other thing that could happen is you miss the boat. As a result of complacency, when new opportunities come, guess what happens? Like the employee in the example I gave, basking in your past glory is likely to cause you to miss the opportunity to sail with those who are going a different direction. And by the way, why would they be going a different direction? Because while they were busy preparing for the trip, you are lost in yesterday's success. While you are busy glorying in your past successes, as you know, the best door-to-door salesperson, for instance, or the best customer service representative, some young freshman straight from university came up with a proposal based on new technologies and new market approaches, and the management realized his proposal could actually save them money and make them even more relevant in the market. And because of that, they chose the young guy who seems to have earphones permanently fixed in his ears, you know, with jeans sagging and all, and they let you go. So how did that happen? You are so caught up in your past successes that you missed the signs of the time and therefore lost the opportunity to present this idea yourself. So eventually, the boat leaves without you. I guess those two examples are enough for now to talk about successes. Now, let's look on the other side, the negative past. Whatever issues happened in your past, please leave them in your past. Like Roy Bennett said, no amount of regretting can change the past, and no amount of worrying can change the future. I remember this Arab proverb that states that you should write the bad things that happened to you in the sand so that they can be easily erased from your memory. But unfortunately, it seems like most of us choose to engrave the bad things that happened to us in marble. Therefore, our painful memories remain immortalized in our minds. And it's like we have a short memory when it comes to the good things that happened to us. We walk around with our failures, our mistakes, our disappointments, our hurts, not knowing that in order to live fully in the present and adequately plan for the future, we need to learn what we can from the painful memories of the past, and then let those memories go for good. The past can hold you back in life. It can hurt your present and it can ruin your future. Let go of your experiences of yesterday so that you can be free to move on. No matter how hard you try, you don't have the power to change anything that happened yesterday. No one can change that. What's done is done, and you can't go back to the past and change the situation. But you have control of what you can do today. The only thing you can do is to accept it, learn from it, and move on. Choose to forgive yourself and others, and don't waste your precious minutes dwelling on the past events. I'm sure in the last few months since Corona, came into the picture, we've learned many lessons, and one of them is the important things in life. And you will all agree with me that none of those important things are in the past. They are in the now, in our present, our families, our loved ones, our health, all that is in the now. I'm sure now more than ever, you have more important things to think about and lots of goals to achieve. So why not focus on them instead of things that happened in the past? Yesterday is gone. It's never coming again. But today is here. Embrace it. Not letting go of your yesterday's pain causes bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, and a whole lot of similar emotions. It paves way for fear. This is where lack of self-confidence and a low self-esteem comes from. And all these things put together, they immobilize you and stop you from living to your full potential. Living in the past can be so hazardous to your present and future self. Like Charles F. Glassman said, the best way to make peace with your past is not using it to war with your present. I must say that again. The best way to make peace with your past is not using it to make war with your present. So stop using your past as a weapon to kill your present and your future. So, what areas of your life are still stuck in your version of yesterday? I encourage you to make a decision today to vacate from your past and move in with the present. And while you're moving in, the only pieces of your past that you need to keep are the lessons you learned along the way. So leave all your past baggage in the past and live in the present as you work to create the future you want. Be ignited, be inspired, be influenced to live in the present as you work towards becoming the best version of yourself you can ever be. God bless you. Stay safe and stay sane.